I now invite Erica as our welcoming narrator.
Welcome to today's pageant, the Nativity Story of the Birth of Jesus. This presentation is a merging of the biblical gospels according to Matthew and Luke. The readings include metaphysical interpretations of the characters and settings of the story to enhance our understanding of not only the birth of the Christ child, Jesus, but also the birth of the inner Christ light that shines in each one of us. So let us begin our journey by going back over 2,000 years ago to the town of Nazareth. May this story uplift your hearts and souls.
Candle has been lit for Mary.
In the town of Nazareth, there lived a girl named Mary to a man named Joseph. God had sent the angel Gabriel to speak with Mary.
Peace be with you. The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you. Don't be afraid, Mary. God has been gracious to you. You will give birth to a son and you will name him Jesus.
How can this be?
The Holy Spirit will be with you, and God's power will rest upon you. For this reason, the Holy Child has been called the Son of God.
Mary represents faith in God, allowing the full expression of the divine to spark within her.
I am Mary, the mother of the Holy Child Jesus. I symbolize pure love and faith in our souls.
A candle has been lit for Joseph.
Joseph, who was a descendant of the house of David, was engaged to Mary, but soon heard that Mary was expecting a baby. Now Joseph always was a man of proud character and did what he felt was right, so he was afraid to take Mary as his wife. However, one night, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream.
Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary to be your wife. The Holy Spirit is with Mary, and she will have a son, and you will name him Jesus.
All this was true to Joseph through a long-ago prophecy that a young woman will have a son and his name will also be Emmanuel, which means God is always with us. When Jesus awoke, he married Mary and was told by the angel of the Lord. Joseph symbolizes our thinking nature and our willingness to create a place for God in our lives.
I am Joseph, the husband of Mary. I listen to the advice of angels. I represent love and peace that unites us all.
A candle has been lit for the donkey.
Now it came to the time before the birth of Jesus that the Emperor Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the Roman Empire. Everyone went to register himself, each to his own hometown. Joseph traveled with Mary from the town of Nazareth to the town of Bethlehem, the birthplace of King David. Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David. Mary rode on a donkey, and it was the donkey's powerful strength that carried Mary all the long journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem. I am the donkey. I represent the power of the Christ light within you.
A candle has been lit for the journey to Bethlehem.
Bethlehem symbolizes the house of divine substance, the core of our being, centered in love and wisdom. It reminds us that God provides us with all that we need for a rich and abundant life. Bethlehem has no walls, which demonstrates that our spirit is open and receptive to all that is good and provides us our strength and fortress.
Candle has been lit for the innkeeper.
When Mary and Joseph finally arrived at Bethlehem on a cold and windy night, there was no room for them at the inn. But the innkeeper, covered in scarves to keep warm, listened to her inner voice suggesting a way to help the weary travelers. The innkeeper represents our spiritual intuition, that small voice ready to be listened to for loving words of wisdom.
I'm sorry, but there's no room in the inn. You are welcome to stay in the stable with the animals that are friendly and where it's nice and warm.
A candle has been lit for the manger.
While Mary and Joseph stayed in the stable, the time came near for her to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and gently laid him in the manger. As a container for food for the barn animals, the manger symbolizes our human form. With our bodies as our holy temples, we create and bring forth all of God's goodness, love, and wisdom out into the world for all to see.
candle has been lit for the Holy Child.
The birth of Jesus symbolizes the loving life of God in each one of us, the Christ light that always shines in and through us. Our birth enlightens the beginning of new spiritual ideas that come from the divine. The Holy Child is the Christ child within you and the hope of glory.
We love our baby Jesus.
Candle has been lit for the shepherds.
There were shepherds in the part of the country who were spending that chilly, windy night in the fields, taking care of their flocks. They gently covered themselves and their precious sheep to keep warm from the nippy winds. Shepherds symbolize balance and harmony in life, and are perfectly in tune with their physical and spiritual selves as they protect their flock.
I am a gentle keeper of the night. I listen with an open heart to the messages of God's angels.
A candle has been lit for the sheep and all the other animals.
According to the Gospel of Luke, Jesus was born in a manger in a stable surrounded by animals, who, like humans, knew that something very special was happening. The animals represent our human traits, remind us that by making positive choices, our inner nature will be enhanced spiritually.
I symbolize the honesty and courage. Also, I represent the peace and harmony of God.
Now, we have a little sheep that almost was lost.
No! No.
But alas, our little sheep was found. The littlest sheep was once lost, but now is found. This little sheep represents honesty, courage, and obedience.
Holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope now every soul rejoices, for yonder brings a new and living moon. Hail on your knees, the heaven to bless us, the land divine. When Christ was born, an end who heaven on earth defined.
A candle has been lit for the angels.
An angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds, and the glory of the Lord shined over them. The shepherds were terribly afraid, but the angel said to them,
"A child is born in the town of David, and it is Christ the Lord. To prove to you, you will find a baby lying in a manger."
Angels are special symbols for the Christmas season, as they are seen playing their harps and trumpets as they joyfully praise the Lord.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth and goodwill to all.
A candle has been lit for our littlest angel. This angel symbolizes the intuitive messages from God. Reminding us that we are never alone and that God's presence is always with us and in us at all times.
Thank you.
A candle has been lit for the star.
King Herod had sent wise men to go to Bethlehem in search of the special child that was born. As they left, they saw a brilliant star in the east. When they saw it, they were overfilled with joy. According to ancient astrologers, the star in the heavens symbolized divine ideas from God. The star that night was special because it not only represents those divine ideas, but the power to be led to an inner understanding to see with spiritual eyes. The star was ahead of the wise men until it stopped over the place where the child was sleeping.
I am the star. I light the way for all to see with spiritual eyes and understanding. I also represent the Christ light in you. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleeping in heavenly peace.
A candle has been lit for the three kings who came from Persia, India, and Babylonia, and that candle has also been lit for the gifts they brought to the Christ child Jesus.
The three kings represent inner wisdom, and they were so in tune with their spiritual intuition that they were the only ones at the time who could see the star. We too can see the star by being open and receptive to our own spiritual inner voice. And when we do, miracles will truly happen. The gifts of the king symbolize our inner spiritual ideas that come from the divine mind of God.
Look, a star!
The kings, riding on camels, followed the star for many days, protecting themselves with elegant coverings as they ventured over rough terrain and desert winds. Finally, after their weary but determined journey, they stopped over the place where the star stood, and when they came into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him with their treasures.
Emmanuel, I bring you gold. Gold represents the rich, divine ideas from spirit.
Prince of Peace, I bring you frankincense. Frankincense represents the uplifting of our consciousness.
O Holy Child, I give you myrrh. Myrrh represents our spirit's eternal love.
Thank you.
May you go in peace and be enlightened today with the grace and truth of this uplifting story as a journey of our souls.
In closing, I like to share a prayer by the late Howard Thurman, African-American minister, writer, and civil rights activist. A Christmas prayer for action. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with the flocks, then the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal those broken in spirit, to feed the hungry, to release the oppressed, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among all people, to make a little music with the heart, and to radiate the light of Christ every day, in every way, in all that we do, and in all that we say, then the work of Christmas truly begins. And now I'd like to acknowledge all of our cast of characters. We have Victoria and William that played Mary and Joseph. We have Michaela as the donkey and the narrator. Erica as the innkeeper and narrator. Ethan as the shepherd and Annabelle as the sheep. We have Josh as our littlest sheep. We have Lila as our angel. Octavia as our littlest angel. The King girls played the kings, Clarice, Riley, and Aria. Amy as the star. And last but not least, little Leo was found sleeping in the stable. It was a long, long night. And now we like a round of applause for our characters. Again, for all those that assisted us, Rick and Marcia and Warren, and our musicians, which was Rob and Jennifer, and my husband Mike played the santur for What Child Is This? We appreciate each and every one of you and all the parents. So a round of applause.